A Guide to Proper Posture. Posture is your body's position while you're sitting or standing. It's how your spine is in line with your head, shoulders, hips, and limbs. How can you determine if your posture is good or bad? Good posture doesn't put stress on your body and helps you maintain balance. Bad posture can easily lead to you getting hurt and experiencing long-term pain. Here are a few different examples of bad posture. Forward head posture. With forward head posture, people's ears are in front of their shoulders instead of in line with them. Commonly, people develop this problem by hunching over a computer or phone. Kyphosis. Rounded shoulders and a rounded upper back indicate kyphosis. This often happens when our bones get weaker with age. Sway back. With sway back, a person's hips are too far forward. This can happen if you constantly sit, which tightens your back muscles. It also makes your stomach and glute muscles weaker. Flat back. Flat back is a condition in which the lower spine is not curved enough. This can make standing up for long periods painful.
Welcome, everyone, to English for You. I'm Adam.
And I'm Elsie.
And this whole week, Elsie, my back has been killing me.
Your back always hurts.
I know.
You have been complaining about your back for a while now. Come on, man up.
All right, I'll man up. But, you know, luckily today, everyone, our article talks about why myself and others might have back problems. So, everyone, our article starts off by saying posture is your body's position while you're sitting or standing. And we see that word posture, right?
Posture 指的就是你的姿势或是仪态。所以呢，有良好的姿势是非常重要的。Good posture is very important.
Exactly. It helps your spine. And it's how your spine is in line with your head, shoulders, hips, and limbs. Now, what are limbs? Well, limb is a body part that sticks out, like an arm or a leg. So I could use an example sentence like saying, my friend Mary injured her limb while hiking in the forest and had to get medical help.
所以 limb 这个字呢指的是肢体，那它的发音要注意哦， L-I-M-B 结尾的字啊有一个字母不发音，那个字母就是 B。 好，那我们有 four limbs， 我们有四个肢体，对不对？我们有 two arms， 还有 two legs。
How many limbs does an octopus have?
Eight?
Yeah, right? Eight limbs.
You sure about that?
Do you want to have eight limbs?
No, I don't. Blah, blah. 好，再来一个字呢是 spine. Spine 指的是你的脊椎或是脊柱，那它当然是一个名词。
Okay. Well, our next part says, how can you determine if your posture is good or bad? So in that last sentence, we saw the word determine.And determine is to figure out or decide facts about something based on the information you have. It's to discover the facts about something or to calculate something exactly. So an example, everyone, is I could say, I will need to determine which route is the quickest route for our trip to Canteen.So I need to decide and figure out with all the information I have, I should take Highway 1 all the way to Canteen. That would be the fastest route there. So I was able to determine that is the quickest route.
好，所以我们看到的这个动词 determine， 它代表的是确定、决定。好，所以呢，如果你说确定起因为何的时候，你可以说 determine the cause。那像你看这个办案的这种影集的话，他们可能要确定死者的死因为何，那就是 determine the cause of death。那再来呢，形容词的话，你就在字尾加个 d， determined。这个形容词代表就是下定决心的，所以我们可以说 they're determined to win this game， 代表他们下定决心要赢得这场比赛。那还有一个名词你要学会哦，就是你的决心， determination.
Ah, it's good to have determination. Mm. You'll do good in school and you'll do good in sports if you have determination.
That's right.
All right, so what more about posture can we learn? It says, good posture doesn't put stress on your body and helps you maintain balance. And there we see balance. And balance means when things are even or stable with no leaning or tipping over. So everyone, when you are learning to ride a bike, it is hard to keep your balance. Or a lot of times we say this, you know, I hear people at work say, work-life balance is important for a healthy, happy life.
That's right, 没有错。所以就是呢，工作跟这个自己生活之间是要有一个 balance 在。这个 balance 就是平衡。那这边当名词在用哦，所以我们可以说 maintain 或是 keep balance， 那就是保持平衡。好啦，那接下来呢，我们要说到课文就是说，好的姿势不会给你的身体增加压力，并帮助你保持平衡。However, if you have bad posture, it's not good.
It's not good. You want to keep that balance, so it won't be good if you don't have it. And bad posture can easily lead to you getting hurt and experiencing long-term pain.
没错，坏的姿势呢，会让你受伤，而且会让你经历长期的疼痛。Just like you, Adam, you are experiencing long-term back pain.
I know, Elsie, and, you know, please help me, okay? Don't push me over. Don't make me lose my balance. I need to avoid bad posture. And our article then jumps in by saying, here are a few different examples of bad posture. Number one, forward head posture.
头颈前倾，这个是什么样的一个 posture? Like this?
Like a turtle.
So when I'm using my phone, I'm like this.
Yeah. What it says is with this posture, with forward head posture,people's ears are in front of their shoulders instead of in line with them. And commonly, people develop this problem by hunching over a computer or phone.
Just like what I said.
Yeah.
When I'm using my laptop or phone, I have this posture. 那这边呢，我看到一个动词是 hunch， 这个是躬身，就是坐着或站着的时候，你这个身体躬起来。好，那这样是会造成驼背的状态。
Yeah, and sometimes I have this posture when, you know, I'm on the toilet looking at my phone.
Ew.
I'm too long on there. Oh, so you get that forward head posture. Next one we have is kyphosis.
Oh, kyphosis. 这个字呢就是驼背或是脊柱后弯症。
Right, and it's rounded shoulders and a rounded upper back indicates kyphosis.
Oh, so we've all heard of 圆肩 rounded shoulders.
Right,
like this. 就是肩膀呢比胸部更向前。那还有一个就是圆背的状况。这两个呢都显示你有驼背。
And a lot of times what our article will tell us is this often happens when our bones get weaker with age.
Oh, so 一定要提醒自己要挺起来不要驼背，不然就会随着你的年龄增长一直越驼，越来越驼，越来越驼。And then...The next posture is...
Okay, so our next bad posture, exactly. Our next bad posture is sway back.
What is
and
that?
Actually, this actually almost sounds like a dance move. You would say, sway back, sway back.
所以是腰椎过度前弯。
Yeah, but it's not good.
So what kind of posture is this?
Well, with sway back, a person's hips... are too far forward.
Oh, so 就是腰椎过度前弯的话呢，代表你的臀部也会过度的往前。
Right, sometimes I see, you know, older people that are walking and they're just like this the whole time, right? And so maybe that is a partial sway back.
所以这个也是一个很不好的 posture, 很不好的姿势。那接下来呢，我们的课文还提到什么样的姿势呢？也就是啊 Adam?
Yeah, well, this can happen if you constantly sit, which tightens your back muscles. So if you're always sitting down, which we see the word constantly, and that means happening over and over without a break or very often. So you're always doing something. It's constant. So my wife is constantly checking her phone all day long.
Constantly 这个副词呢就是经常总是。所以呢当你说 somebody's constantly on their phone or checking their phone, 那就是某人总是在用手机。I'm checking to see if you send me any message.
Okay, yeah, that's, yeah, that's
那还有一个说法呢是 somebody constantly complains about something, 那就是某人总是在抱怨。都可以用这个副词 constantly 来修饰。
Right, it's easily replaceable with always, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
So, always or constantly. My little brother is constantly playing video games. And in that last sentence, we saw the word tighten. Tighten is if a muscle or a part of your body tightens or you tighten it, it becomes hard and stiff, often because you are angry or afraid. So, everyone, an example sentence we could say is, during the yoga session,Tommy could feel his muscles tighten and relax with each pose.
Tighten 这个动词呢，就是使肌肉或是身体变得僵硬紧绷。所以有一个形容词就是 tight, T-I-G-H-T. 这个形容词呢，指的就是紧绷的状态。好，那接下来呢，我们还有一个 language in focus 要带给大家。好啦，今天我们要看到的是关系代名词 which 的非限定用法。那关系代名词 which 所带领的非限定形容词子句，用来补充说明前方的先行词。which 前方需要加上逗号，这是非常重要的，要跟先行词分隔。那第一种就是先行词呢，可能是完整的句子，或是代表一整件事情。像是在课文当中呢，我们的 which 所代表的就是经常做着这一件事情。So for example,给同学们一个例句咯 He didn't tell me the truth, 逗号 which made me very angry, 代表他没有告诉我实话这件事情令我非常的生气。所以这里 which 代表的就是 he didn't tell me the truth 这一件事。那第二种呢就是先行词是单一名词或是片语并且具有独一无二的特性像是呢 Taiwan,逗点 which is known for its street foods is a great place to visit in East Asia. 这边的 which 所代表的就是逗号前面的那个专有名词 Taiwan.
So even though this word sway back sounds cool, it is a bad posture, and it also makes your stomach and glute muscles weaker.
Oh, stomach, 这就是肚子对不对、那 glute 是你的臀肌所以肚子的肌肉呢其实指的就是你的 core, 你的核心所以当你保持核心有力的状态的话可以让你有良好的姿势那再来一个 bad posture 就是
Alright, our next bad posture is flat back
平背
Flat. So I guess we can kind of guess maybe what that all entails.
Mm-hmm.
Our article says, flat back is a condition in which the lower spine is not curved enough. And so it's a bad condition that your spine is in. We see the word condition, and condition is the state of someone's body or health, whether good or not. So an example we could say is,My mother's condition improved after taking the medicine the doctor gave her.
Condition 这个名词呢，在我们的课文当中啊，当疾病来解释。那另外 ，condition 也可以当作状况，比如说呢 ，the purse is in great condition， 那就是包包的状况非常良好。那如果你看到呢，它的字尾加上了 s conditions 这个复数的名词啊，还可以代表物质条件或是实际的情况，像是 weather conditions 天气条件 ，working conditions 工作条件环境状况。那再来呢还有一个形容词是 curved 这个形容词代表成曲线的或是成弧形的所以当你有平背 flat back 的状况的时候代表你下方的脊椎不够弯曲
Alright, and what happens next? Our article tells us this can make standing up for long periods of time Oops, sorry This can make standing up for long periods painful
这会让你久站的时候疼痛
So I might have some of these bad postures. I might have all of these bad postures.
对，没错，所以呢，你才会一直背痛。
I know. All right, well, everyone, that brings us to our For You chat question. What do you do in your daily life that affects your posture?
Oh, I guess a lot of things, right?
Yeah. All right.
Affect our posture. Like when we are using our phones or computers for too long, we got bad posture.
Right, yeah, you got that forward neck posture or forward head posture.
And when we watch too much TV on the couch without paying attention to our posture, then it's bad.
Yeah, you need to keep your spine slightly curved, not straight, not all the way back, not too curved. There's so many things that we do. Now talk with your guys' classmates and even ask your teacher, you know, she's standing or he's standing up for probably a long time. That also affects your posture.
Yeah, so remember to get up and stretch a little bit.
Exactly. Well, that's all we have for right now. We'll see you next. I'm Adam.
I'm Elsie. Bye for now.
Vocabulary review.
Limb. After sitting at a desk all day, I needed to take a break and stretch my limbs a bit. Determine. The police carefully examined the crime scene to determine the identity of the thief. Balance. The strong wind caused Mary to lose her balance and she almost fell into the river. Constantly. Matt is constantly working. He won't even take any breaks after he gets started. Tighten. Peter could tell Kamala was scared by the way she kept tightening her body. Condition. After I got the right medicine for my medical condition, I began to feel much better.
智慧小补帖。
Posture. Spine. Hunch. Glute. Curved.